Going to be partly cloudy with a high of 73. Right now, partly cloudy and 70 at AM 1150, 101.7 FM, WDEL.
And with stuff to do today, tonight, tomorrow, and beyond, it's the Weekend Buzz. And this is where we talk all of the lyrics. Because we have no respect for this old song, even though we like it. Why?
All right, fine. Talk over it. It's Friday. We're all good.
I know, right?
So I brought my friend.
So it's a Weekend Buzz, and Michelle Kramer Fitzgerald, who's here most weekends.
Most. When I have something better to do, I'm out.
Wow. I know.
Something better to do, I leave.
You know, I'd say I'd like to be hurt by that, but I get it.
Yeah.
So I had a
thing.
Yeah, what thing?
It was homecoming weekend.
Oh, I just thought I'd say, did you have it removed? Yes. Penn State?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Big win.
Did you get your spot back?
Yes. Thank God we got our spot back.
What does that mean?
We have there's a group of us, including the girlies and people you know, who have been tailgating together for 20 plus years, and we always tailgate in the same spot, the same lot. And this year, the powers that be decided they were going to change the way that people tailgate in lots. So after much expense and much anguish, I got spots back from where we were.
How much did it cost you?
A lot of money.
And why?
Because now they've designated the spot that we usually are in, historically have been in, they've designated it not as a general lot, they've designated it as a season ticket holder lot. So I'm not a season ticket holder, therefore I couldn't get a spot. So I had to go around the back.
They're even hosing you on the tailgating
spots. Do you believe it?
Listen, it's not UD. UD tailgating has taken a severe dive, so yeah. I feel like you're probably still
on the black market.
I did.
There's a black market
for tailgate passes.
And that's where you went?
That's where I went.
How much? Dish.
All together?
Dish.
For three spots, it was $320.
Oh.
That's like parking in New York.
Exactly.
Tickets,
for one day.
Those passes are $20.
Oh,
yeah. They're $20.
For how much fun you had, though, that's
definitely made up for it.
I thought you were going to say it's like $300,000 mortgage the house.
But it's a $20 parking pass.
So I want people to know who the players are here. So
players are here today?
Burger Battle Princess.
Queen.
Whatever.
Call me Burger Babe, and I put that on my Instagram as my identity now.
Really?
Yeah, that came directly from you.
Burger Battle Babe?
Burger Babe, yeah.
Burger Babe. What's the alliteration?
Yeah?
It's rhyme time in the Alliteration Nation.
You can't call a lot of women babe and they
get away with it.
And they make it a professional identity.
Right.
That's true.
Normally they don't embrace that.
No, they often make it a lawsuit.
No lawsuits here.
Julianne Cross, Delaware Burger Battle Babe, and you've been doing that for how many years now? Burger Battle?
I've just surpassed 8 years.
Congratulations. Applause goes here.
Thank you.
So that's why you're here, is because we have these burgers, one real, one fake. We have Matt Sullivan, who wrote for many, many years, great reporter with the News Journal. Glad to have you, man.
Thank you.
So, and now what are you doing?
I work video production at Short Order Production House, making movies for Sullivan.
Short Order Production House. Don't mumble it.
Yeah. Order Production House.
There you go. Don't throw it away, man.
And he's my number two for Burger Battle.
So, and what do you guys do over there at Short Order?
Oh, you know, commercial video production. We just made our first national commercial this year.
For whom?
DuckDuckGo, the internet privacy
really?
Website.
Oh, really? I use that, and I use Epic.
Yeah, we shot it downtown Wilmington on the streets.
No! Yeah. Really?
It was on Comcast nationwide.
Did you use ducks?
No ducks were harmed in the making
Thank
of the...
Thank you.
I don't care if they're harmed. I mean, did you use them?
No ducks.
How could you do that with DuckDuckGo and not have ducks?
Slightly different concept.
Non-duck-related concept.
Oh, is it people ducking from spies?
There were definitely people ducking from spies.
That's
gotcha.
Awesome.
Because I know DuckDuckGo. It is a great browser.
Yeah.
And good for you. And what else are you doing?
Oh, we do a lot of work for the corporate groups downtown. We do the It's Time Wilmington video campaign.
Yeah, it's a good campaign.
We made the Options in Delaware video when they were trying to woo Amazon to come to Delaware.
Well, that was a gag. We knew they weren't going to get it, but it's a great excuse.
That's not true.
Oh, yes, it's true. We knew we weren't going to get it, but it's a great opportunity for all these cities around the country to make videos and get them out to the public in a news environment because everybody's covering all these cities that are applying for Amazon 2.0.
Right.
Well, that's why we made the video and didn't mention Amazon, so the state's still using it to get other people to come here.
See, Julianne, See?
Recycling listen. Information everywhere.
I'm
That's
doing
great.
What I can.
No, it's a brilliant. It was a brilliant concept.
Good idea.
Yeah, because look, we have a real problem with I-95 access in the city, and that's not going to change quickly. If you don't have that kind of access for a large corporation like Amazon, you're not going to get them. And you will get them in Amazon at Middletown, rather.
Yeah.
And there's a little office there in Newcastle.
Yeah.
But you guys are doing great work. I had no idea that's what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yay.
And not only that, I want to say this. I said it off the air, I said it on the air. You don't look so, you know, rode hard, put up wet, dragged out, and depressed
what
as so
compliment.
Many as so many other journalists who got squeezed out of the newspapers.
I left before it got really rough.
Yeah.
And God bless all the folks who are still there doing the work because they're keeping us informed, and it's hard to be there. So
I worked as a reporter, and I'm glad I do this. This was many, many years ago. Did you get your... Did you go to J school?
Yeah.
Where?
Columbia.
Good man. I couldn't go there. I didn't want to live in the city.
I grew up outside New York, so it was like going home, actually.
Well, I failed to grow up in Connecticut, and I knew the city. I said, I don't want to live there and go to school. It's just, and I didn't want to go to Northwestern because they had the Medill School, which is a great school.
Yeah, that's a great school.
No, my dad went there, and I knew he'd be there way too much, and so I went to Mizzou, University of Missouri. Another good school, and I got to wear overalls to class.
Wow!
But
good time.
But at Columbia, the line is you're supposed to go right from Columbia, right to the New York Times. What happened?
Yeah, I guess I took a left turn.
I think
and,
so. Right?
Yeah. No. I love my entire journalism career. It's first 15 years of my professional career. Doing Spark was one of the highlights of my life.
Oh, Spark!
Yeah, I work with people who are just. The best people I ever worked with.
Wait. Now, Spark. Spark's not the one where they just did all the entertainment stuff and naked people at bars, is it?
Hey, it worked.
That was
we
Spark.
We missed Spark.
That's right. Yeah.
Tremendous.
Yeah,
I still have my Spark Spark glass.
Yeah.
Yeah,
my 16-ounce Spark glass.
So
Spark
apparently, I did not describe it inaccurately.
I miss Spark all the time, and not just for the near naked people.
Were they nearly naked?
We did not know actual nudity happened.
There was no nudity.
Yeah.
No
we,
nudity
at least we didn't publish it.
Yeah. They enjoyed it before.
Maybe if the ink got a little off center, you might have had
Anyway, great work. Always respected your work, except for Spark. So, I'm just kidding. Columbia, you're not going to make the Hall of Fame.
Wow.
And neither am I, by the way, Mizzou. No.
It's going south.
I barely scraped
today.
That out of there.
Listen,
oh, yeah.
PSA, though.
What?
Well, the moral of everything you just said is be nice to people in the media.
Yes.
Because they're working doubly hard as they used to, and they always did work hard. They're doing it for less money with less coworkers. Mm-hmm. Give them a break. Subscribe. Listen. Be nice to them.
If they're good, if they're really diligent and good. If
they listen to you.
I think, Matt, I'm not going to drag you into this, but I know weasels on both sides of the political spectrum, and they just piss me off. They all do, the ones that are weasels.
I want to acknowledge that I am one of the only people I know that still gets the print version of the News Journal.
Mindy, look at your fingers.
What do you mean?
Well, you got to wash the ink off those things. I know, right? So we were talking about the Whopper and the Impossible
Whopper.
Burger. Yeah, I'm sorry. Do it again.
Whopper.
Yeah. The Impossible Whopper and the regular Whopper. Oh, do you want to use that?
Attention, citizens. It's Whopper.
I'm so glad you brought that out today.
Yeah, I can tell.
All right, how do you want to do this,
sir? Well, should we just eat one first? I mean, you marked them.
I did. I know which is which. So
here, first of all, has had a plant-based burger? Anybody?
I have.
You all have.
Yeah.
Not this one.
I have
not
run away. One. I've not on purpose.
Really?
I
don't want it. You didn't want to try it before now?
What's the point? If it's a burger, I want a burger.
Oh. Somebody had Beyond Meat at the Burger Bat on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was a fan.
Yeah. I liked it. I did.
This National Cattlemen's Association, whatever it is, that says we want to ban the word burger if it's not really meat, shut up.
Who cares?
Really? I think people know. People know if it says vegan burger, I think we know.
Do we have anything else to worry about?
Exactly.
A little more.
If you can be fooled by somebody manipulating the language. Boo on you.
Right. There's more going on there.
All right, so I haven't even had a Whopper in a long time. So we should eat the... What do you think?
We should try the real one first.
Try the one on...
Right,
because then it'll remind us what it tasted like for
burger.
Those of us who haven't had
a burger?
A Burger King Whopper in years.
Okay. All right.
I would like to note that there is mayo on these, and I do not know if it is plant-based mayo, and there are onions as well.
I didn't ask them. I just had it made
full Whopper.
I'm not sure this is a plant-based tomato.
You can have my plant-based tomato if you would like, because I'm not eating that.
Are we? Oh, there's pickles.
Ready? Yeah.
One. Two.
Okay. Three? Okay, so the real the real one's the one that doesn't have the stick in
that's
it, right?
That's right, the one without the stick.
Okay. That's pretty good.
That's a lot of mayo. Oh, my God.
I wonder if we should take all the stuff off of it and try it just with the...
Oh, well, it's too late.
The mayo is the source of its power.
I think you're right. No.
It tastes exactly how I remember it and how I remember bread, because it's been a while.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's true.
I'm eating bread for you, Rick.
I mean, you don't eat bread?
Not for like a year.
I hope you don't, like, blow up or anything.
Yeah, whatever.
Here's what I'm going to say.
That's what the rum's for.
What do you... You're pairing it with rum?
Mm-hmm.
That actually sounds pretty good.
It might be good. I don't know.
I think the Whopper's the second best fast food burger.
Wendy's?
Yes.
Wendy's is the best.
Yeah.
Everyone is the best. You have to go. I think the Whopper's good. It tastes like... burger.
A
it burger. Tastes like meat.
Tastes like it does.
At McDonald's, the more it tastes like meat, the less good it is.
You know, right?
Yeah, true.
It's all right.
I like the flame broiling.
I'm picking it apart now
you
to
are?
Taste the
okay,
meat.
Okay, well, who here has had sliders? White Castle.
I've had one.
And you have to eat like five of them, right? Have you ever opened one up? It's square with five holes. It looks like a pressed slug.
Yes.
With five holes in it.
That's why you should only eat them after 3 a.m.
That just lets the topping seep through.
Exactly. It's like...
You shouldn't be thinking very well at that point.
No, it's 3 o'clock and somebody else drove, and you just happen to be there, and you're going, and you have like five sliders. It's like Grotto's pizza.
Yes.
I know some people love Grotto's, but Grotto's, that's what it is. You know,
it's the thing that it is.
It's summertime. You got a fake ID. Yeah. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. I'll go to Grotto's.
Yeah.
And you're at the beach.
Yeah. Eating Grotto's is not eating pizza. It's eating the memory of being 10 years old and on the beach.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's what you're tasting.
And I'm not from here, so I have that.
Are you writing for the production company?
That's the sense.
Because that's brilliant.
That doesn't resonate with me at all.
No?
You know what? It's consistent.
Okay.
Consistently,
I'm a fan, but I like both kinds.
So we all like the Whopper. We all like the Whopper, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's fine, whatever.
Okay, now the fake one. I'm sorry.
You have a drum roll?
What's plant based.
Impossible no. Whopper.
All right, hold on.
I taste the cheese and the mayo.
There's so much mayo.
I know. I gotta scrape this stuff off. All right, I'm going to get
it. Use the stick that I gave you.
All right, it's not the same taste.
No.
No.
But I'm not opposed to anything yet.
It's not a bad taste.
It doesn't taste bad.
Yeah.
There's too much bread also. You don't need all this bread.
All right.
Does anybody think hamburger when you eat it?
Well, it's got all the, like, parts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's giving me the sensation of burger.
If you look at it closely, though, it doesn't look good.
We should have done blindfolds.
Maybe.
It's pretty dark, like maybe burnt.
I was going to say, it's pretty crispy. It might be a little more crispy than it should be.
What kind of plants do they use?
I just ate it by itself. It is burnt.
Oh.
All right, when we come back, we'll have the review of the Impossible Burger.
Also, plus, Steph doesn't want to tune in while we're eating on the air.
So. Too bad. And I'm going to get a knife. I'll get a couple of knives so we can scrape the stuff off.
And then just taste the
thing. And just taste
the protein.
Patty. We'll just call it a patty.
Patty.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
It looks like a burger.
The Rick Jensen Show. On AM 1150 and 101.7 FM WDEL.
One of them.
Is it?
You told me it was.
No, I did not. I know in a million years I would never say this is my favorite song.
Welcome to the Land of Confusion, which is the Weekend Buzz. Here's one of your favorites.
It's okay.
Right? You like that one?
Oh, I can't hear it.
AC/DC?
Oh, yes, I do like that.
There we go. It's the Weekend Buzz.
Yeah, that's okay.
There we go.
All right.
Fine. So we have Matt Sullivan here from Short Order Production Company, and then we've got Julianne Cross from Burger Battle in Shakespeare, Delaware.
Delaware Shakespeare.
Whatever. DEShakes.org, right?
And guess who did my job just before me at Delaware Shakespeare?
Who?
Matt Sullivan.
Oh, well, yeah, there you go. Maybe that's how I've seen him.
He can't shake me.
I don't remember you and I actually having physically met before, but I could be mistaken. Anyway, we've got the Impossible Burger from Burger King, and we got the Whopper.
The Whopper.
The Whopper.
And we're trying to discern whether or not this fake burger actually tastes as good as the real one. So I would think that that you guys...
You guys?
Well, you, Michelle, would be promoting the plant-based one.
Me? Yeah, well, I like... Oh, sorry, I'm not talking on air. Sorry, I'm not talking on mic. I've had Impossible Burger. I've had Beyond Burger at my home and out. Mm-hmm. And I do like the Impossible Burger. I've had it in various different places in and around town, which I'll tell you what they are if you want to hear, but I don't know if you want me to say them or not.
That's fine.
Well, there's some philosophical differences, too, between some of these things.
Mm.
We might all go to fine dining or, you know, locally owned restaurants and get, like, a handmade bean or quinoa burger, what have you. Like, Homegrown always has that.
That guy.
Ulysses,
or...
I think, has one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing. It is said that eating vegan will help contribute to saving our planet.
Yes.
But there is the argument right now that some of these corporate, like Impossible and Beyond Meats, are owned by the same companies that the people who want to save the environment don't want to deal with.
Right.
If
you may.
I scraped mine.
Yeah.
This is one nasty piece of thing that stick. It's nasty.
I do not hate it.
You don't hate it? I don't either.
It's a little cardboardy for me.
I've had a better one.
I took the burnt part off.
Yeah.
I think the burnt part helps it.
I think the whole burger together is really key.
The whole burger together.
Yeah.
Did you scrape yours?
Well, you know what? There's cheese on mine.
Oh, yeah.
It might be that I'm eating the cheese.
Well, I scraped all that off, and it tastes like something that I should not ever put in my mouth. It tastes like something like, oh, mommy, what have I done? I'm 3 years old, and they put this in my mouth, and I shouldn't. It tastes like something I need to gargle.
I think this is like tofu, right? It's there to, like, take on the taste of the stuff around it.
Yeah, maybe.
The key to a Burger King burger is the burn lines anyway.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think they're real. I think they're fake, like, pretend burn lines that are, like, like liquid smoke.
Yeah.
So if you don't have the burned part, it does not taste like a burger.
Right.
You're right. It's just like, here's the burn part.
But I do think that was real mayonnaise on our vegan burger, so just probably note that if you...
Oh, this is entirely real cheese.
This is, yeah.
Yeah, that's true,
too.
Oh, yeah,
it's real cheese.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you think it tastes like then, Giuliani? If it doesn't taste like a...
Listen, the whole burger together, I didn't mind. It, again, it suggested a burger strongly enough. It's a little cardboardy for me, and I've been doing keto for a year, so I know what cardboard fake things taste like.
Poor thing. Yeah.
Everything they call a wrap, or most of the things they call a bread, tastes a little bit like cardboard.
Mm.
And, I mean, gluten-free people probably experience
it's like,
that sometimes
like Weight Watchers food.
It's a little bit, yeah. It might be an MRE. It might be a little bit like an MRE hamburger.
I've had some meals ready to eat. I've had MREs, military meals. I've had some of those. And the Salisbury steak is actually quite good, you know?
What was the big one in, like, the 80s? Maybe it was Nutrisystem, and it was... That's all I think of with the MREs. You have to add water, and it would go...
It puffs up into a burger.
Their mac and cheese is pretty tasty.
Hey.
I got, like, 100 of them once a few years ago. I don't know why. Someone just gave them to me. I said, okay, fine. I used them for lunch, and they even have that little chemical heater in there to cook them.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I would use that and almost start a fire, but... Some of those things are actually pretty good. This is nasty to me. I just that's the way the other thing is like.
Maybe we should get it from somewhere other than Burger King.
I'll come back.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
We're going to do this again?
I mean, in general, I mean, we've had these kind of burgers at the Burger Battle.
See, Julianne.
And they're fine. They're good. Yeah. They're good.
Julianne comes back to plug Delaware Shakespeare, deshakes.org. And,
I come like every
and the Burger
week.
Battle. And Matt, you can come back and promote.
Eating things.
And whatever. Eating whatever.
Short Order Production Company. They do commercials. Yeah. Have you eaten a piece of the burger that was scraped?
The actual burger?
Yeah. Okay, we'll do that when we come back. We have news.
All right.
So, remember, folks, don't try this at home. Scraping your burger can be very, very dangerous. And I think do we know what's in the Impossible Burger? All right, hang on. We'll be back. We got to Google.
That's a whole other question.
We got to Google this, man.
Rick Jensen Show on AM 1150 and 101.7 FM WDEL.
So this is supposedly the weekend buzz, and we're supposed to talk about
burger buzz.
Yeah, I know. We're supposed to talk about stuff that's going on.
Something's buzzing. It might be in my tummy.
I was going to say.
Okay, so the buzzy tummy over there is Julianne Cross from the Burger Battle and Delaware Shakespeare. We also have Matt Sullivan here.
Matthew Sullivan.
Well, he cursed me.
I know. Matthew Gerard.
Seriously, either is fine.
Jerry Sullivan's over here from the Short Order Production House.
He found the one that's not fine.
That's fine.
I often do that.
I'm not telling him the one that's
I
not fine.
I often do that. So it's bad. And Michelle Kramer Fitzgerald, who is the host here. Oh, wait a minute. I almost forgot our big introduction music.
Uh-oh. Oh, geez. Oh,
seven great ingredients working together to make one great taste. Two all-beef patties, special sauce, cheese, lettuce, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun. Get the idea?
Two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
Remember that?
They must not have had the money to reverse the... He said it wrong.
He did.
He got it flipped.
He did. He said...
Two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese.
Oh!
He said cheese, lettuce. And we all went...
They were like, ah.
Good job.
Fine.
Well done.
The Whopper wouldn't have done that.
That's right.
The Whopper.
Yes, we're teaching
so
the Whopper.
So we've got the Whopper, and we've got the Impossible Burger, and let's get everybody's reviews so far. Do you
want to know what's in the Impossible Burger?
In a minute.
Oh, okay.
But first, I want to know, has everybody scraped their Impossible Burger?
Yes.
Okay, Julianne, what do you think?
So my overall assessment is, if I'm eating the whole burger, it gives me the feeling that I'm eating a burger, and I'm not opposed. This one was a little burnt, so I might want to try it again. But I also think that the Burger King Whopper has a little bit of a burnt taste to it, so I'm not sure that would make it better. Taking it apart, I do not like the meat.
So did you suspect what they're doing is they're burning the fake meat?
It could be.
To make it say
that. I think they burnt them both. I think it's just a grill situation.
The grill marks on a regular Whopper taste like a little bit of burnt stuff, and I don't think it's real. I don't think there's a flame grilled in there. I don't know.
I didn't see one, but
like,
you know.
You said like liquid smoke earlier.
Like a little paintbrush or something.
Let's get to Matt. Matt, and by the way, from one guy who has a face for radio to... Actually, you could actually do TV, I think. But I can see you've pounded a few burgers in your day.
You are just slapping him with these horrible...
And not only can I dish it, I can take it too, though.
All right, lay it on a Matt.
Bring it back.
Lots of cookies, too, by the way.
Matt is surrounded by his...
What's your favorite kind of cookie, man?
Chocolate chip. Is there another kind of cookie?
Macadamia nut cookies.
No.
Macadamia. Remember, what was the hotel that had those for free? Yeah. I used to swing by there.
Well, of course they're free. They're awful.
Yeah,
I know. I used to swing by there once in a while, just pick up a cookie and go back home.
There's no bad cookie.
And oatmeal raisin. Oatmeal raisin.
Oh, I haven't had a cookie.
Oatmeal raisins are like pretend to be chocolate chip cookies.
And then you get one.
And you like, you put it in your mouth, like, what is this?
Have you done that? And you go like, damn.
I'll be at a cookie like display, like staring at a cookie like, that's a chip, right?
Nice.
Better not be a raisin.
But didn't you like Big Sky Bakery's oatmeal chocolate chip cookies?
Yeah, they were good.
They were great.
Chocolate chips.
Yeah. Chocolate chips. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So,
and you scraped the meat.
I scraped.
Okay.
Look, here's the deal. It's still a Burger King burger. I don't dislike it. I like the burnt part best.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect that might be carcinogenic. But that makes it taste like burnt backyard barbecue burger.
If
someone handed this to you at a backyard barbecue and you're like, with some other bad burgers that are being cooked, I think you'd be like, all right, that's fine.
Well, that's just the point.
It'll pass.
I think Michelle said this, I don't know, on the air or off the air, because we've been talking nonstop.
We've been talking about this forever.
And I think like there's some bad boxed burgers, so it would taste like a bad boxed burger in the backyard.
That's exactly it.
But does anybody else agree with me that I think Bubba Burgers are really quite good for a boxed burger?
I love Bubba Burgers.
I'm not into it, but I'm a burger expert.
You are.
Yeah, you are.
That is the burger of the Penn State delegate.
Listen, I might eat it. I might not. I will love you all the same.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Don't
hold
it against me.
So far, we got two people who do not like the Impossible Burger without the toppings, right?
Overall, the Impossible Burger is fine.
But,
I'll just say fine.
Yes.
But the meat patty is no.
The patty itself is.
Michelle.
Yeah. I'm agreeing with Julianne. I think that as a whole sandwich, with a little too much mayo, by the way, I could do without the mayo on this thing, but as a whole, in totality, it's okay.
And to note, it had real mayo that had not
real
plant
cheese.
And real cheese. So so this was not a vegan burger.
No.
This was a vegan patty on a dairy-filled burger.
On a Whopper. Yeah, it's and I've had better Impossible Burgers in other places.
Is Impossible the Whopper's brand name, or is that one that's other places?
That's the one that you can only get in restaurants.
What's the one that Questlove does? What's the brand of meat that he does? Is his Beyond or Impossible? He's got the cheesesteak in Philly.
Oh.
I think that might be the Impossible cheesesteak.
I think it's Impossible.
All right, I'm going to give Impossible meat another chance.
Remember before people could have brands of meat?
Good point.
But yeah. I do like the Impossible Burger in other places.
Listen, Bubba Burger.
Well, listen, Bubba.
Michelle.
Yeah.
Tell me about your scraped meat.
It's my scraped protein is very dry otherwise, and it's thin. It's not like a nice burger.
It's also boxy. Like, it's got a shape.
It does have a shape.
Not, like, a little even more defined than the previously mentioned White Castle thing with the holes in it and the Wendy's square. Yeah. It has a form.
It's, I watched them putting it together back there, so, I'm not saying I saw any flame broiling going on.
The curds in the way. All going into
going on back there. But it's a little thin, and the Whopper is not my favorite fast food burger anyway, so.
Wendy's is.
Yes, Wendy's is. And I don't even know where there's a Wendy's anymore to go to.
True.
So, like, there's no Wendy's.
Down Kirkwood Highway.
Where?
Way down. Oh. Like, the last, I think it's Possum Park.
There are three Wendy's on Kirkwood Highway.
Where are they?
You gotta come by my house. Yeah, there's one.
Get down
to
Pike Creek area, right?
I gotta hang out down there more.
Is that where you are, the Pike Creek area down there? Yeah.
Wendy Town, we call it.
Wendy Town?
Yeah.
Not far from Goodwill.
Is it right next to the Goodwill?
That's one of them.
Across the street.
Now, Burger King has onion rings, so that's a plus. And milkshake.
Those onion rings are awesomely.
Okay, I've got a question for all you guys. But first of all, let me chime in. Just because it's plant doesn't mean it should go in your mouth. And I think
that's what she said.
Exactly. And I think I'm a vegetarian. Eh? So I'm thinking that even though they say it's plant-based, so it's good for you, doesn't necessarily mean you should put it in your mouth.
It's plant-based, does it really mean it's good for you? That's not necessarily true.
I don't.
So that's the argument right now.
Without the cheese and without the lettuce and the
mayo.
Bun, I think that this so-called meat substitute thing would make a raccoon gack.
Now, if your doctor told you to stop eating meat, this is fine.
Yeah.
Probably if your doctor told you to stop eating meat, no mayo, no cheese.
Right. You shouldn't eat all the other things.
No, probably no bread, too.
Right. He'll always, or she will always say you can eat chicken, though, because you can always eat chicken.
True.
No matter what. That's your bland diet and everything.
If your doctor says you can't eat meat and you go to Burger King to order this, you're going to be dead soon.
bad choices.
You are not good at this.
You've made the decision.
You have taken the wrong message.
You've decided I don't
care.
I'm going.
It's a cheat day.
So you guys are talking about the different sides, like French fries and the burgers and who makes the best. Have you ever done that? Did you ever like ride in the car with your friends and do the buffet fast food things? Like before they took the beef tallow, and by the way, McDonald's, they had that beef tallow stuff in the fryer. Can we have a moment of silence for the best tasting French fries on God's earth, green or meat? It was the beef tallow French fries.
I've never heard this.
That makes me want to throw up.
Beef tallow. It's the old McDonald's French fries were the best.
They took the beef out.
And then they mistakenly, for health reasons, changed what they're cooked in. Probably made it worse.
Yeah.
Because of mistaken science of the 1990s.
But true then and true now, there is no better French fry than a McDonald's French fry that went straight from the fryer into your mouth within seconds.
They're so crispy.
They used to be better.
Yeah. Matt, I had no idea you were as old as I am, man, because I remember those. Oh, my God, they were the best, and they were addictive. And it's what led to the Hindus in Seattle to sue McDonald's because they said they were vegan or vegetarian, and they weren't. They still had beef tallow in them.
Listen, people snap to tail, we used up the whole animal, I'm guessing.
Everything.
It all went in there.
And cow hoof toothpicks, sure.
Oh, my God.
All right, so did you ever, now think about this, if you could do that, and we actually did this, when there was a Sonic drive-in up here, and there's used to be one in Dover, I don't think anymore. I think there might be one in Smyrna or something.
I think there's one in Lancaster. Go ahead.
So we would go to Wendy's. We would go to Burger King for the hamburger because the guys I hung out, they liked the Burger King burgers.
The Whopper?
Yeah. They go there. And then we'd go to Wendy's to get the Frosty.
Yes.
And
that's right.
And some guys like the waffle fries at Wendy's. And then we go to McDonald's just to get the French fries.
Yes.
Because I never liked it. But then, and this is like a bunch of idiots in the car, just like five or ten of us in a car just crammed in there and like idiots. Then we go to Sonic for the onion rings.
I don't think I've ever had Sonic.
Are they the ones that are reassembled from onion bits, or are they full onion rings?
I think
Burger Kings are the reassembled.
They're the bits, right?
Yeah, they're delicious.
If you bite into them, and it's like a meal.
Wait, what do you know, Matt?
What about parties?
This could be a good Burger Battle offshoot event where we just have the fast food places bring the one thing they're good at.
Yeah.
And I have a party where we just eat those things.
Yes.
One table of Wendy's Frosties.
Yes.
One table of onion rings from Burger King.
Oh, man.
I know.
I'm so torn.
Burger King onion rings are so good.
I like a festive occasion. But
don't worry. No corporate organization's ever going to do this with us.
Yeah, right.
Not anymore.
So, Julianne, you've been eating healthy food now for quite a while?
I don't know if you'd call like a lot of bacon healthy, but I've lost 35 pounds of back fat.
Good for you.
So I ate carbs for you today because I love you.
Thank you.
And I'm just wondering, is your body going to rebel?
Are you going to have to stay home tonight?
Yeah. I still have an iron stomach like I always did.
Really?
Yeah, it all works out pretty well.
Okay, so overall, the Impossible Burger sucks? Or
no, I don't think it sucks.
Palatable?
It's acceptable.
Yeah.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 9, because 1 to 10 is stupid. There's no middle number 1 to 10. Number 9, you got a middle number of 5. I mean, that's a solid middle number, 1 to 9.
Is it 1 to 9 on all burgers or compared to Burger King burgers?
Right, yeah.
If a Whopper's a 10?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Because it's a 2.
Right.
Yeah.
Compared to a Whopper, Whopper's a 10, it's a 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might be a 3.
But compared to Wendy's, it's a 2. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If I went to a party and this was the only thing there, I would eat it.
Right.
Okay, so
I'm not sure I would.
Two fat guys. Yeah, right. Got fat guys. You got five guys. What about
Hardee's?
I haven't been to Hardee's.
You can get a sourdough bun that's grilled. I mean, that's a heart attack.
I don't think I've had Hardee's.
Yeah, they have defibrillators at the Hardee's.
And now you can also get fried chicken there. And I used to go get like cinnamon raisin buns.
Hardee's is the only fast food place I've ever been in where I walked out because I didn't feel like it was going to be good for me.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Listen, that's amazing. Greasy burger, yeah.
Yeah.
Like grilled sourdough buns, and when I say grilled, I mean slathered
in butter and
baked butter. And then, and like cheese sauce, not just cheese. Like, I mean, it's decadent.
There's a Hardee's on the way to Penn State. We call it Halfway Hardee's.
Yeah.
And we haven't been to it because they built the bypass.
Ah.
So we haven't been to it in like...
Lots of bypasses.
You can't really eat it in the car. It's too messy for the car. Yeah.
But we used to go there all the time.
And everything's a double-decker. Like, it's the whole thing. Yeah.
I almost like freaked out and got double Whoppers. But I was like, no, that's ridiculous.
What else do we have? We have Jake's. That's a homegrown...
Those are good.
Yeah.
Good.
Where can you get Jake's in Delaware?
Shake Shack's good.
Yeah.
Haven't I been
to Shake's? Yeah. I mean, look, first of all, I have a stove. At home.
You don't have to do this.
I love a burger. I will take a burger anywhere. I will eat it on a plate, and I will eat it on a date.
So since the invention of bottled natural gas, propane, rather than propane gas, I'll grill them in the wintertime.
Yes.
Yeah, we do all winter. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I got to say, from the Burger Battle perspective, if you have any time in your hands at all, there's no reason to be eating these burgers.
Don't do it.
There are so many good burgers.
Yeah.
Well, here's a good example. Like, Mayali won a trophy for their Mexicano burger, and they immediately put it on their menu. They got a ton of publicity from it.
Yeah.
In fact, I just went into the restaurant. They have all four of their trophies with all their Guy Fieri paraphernalia on this big table that does nothing but promote. It's like it's a personal walking statement for the Burger Battle. Red Fire Grill has won a bunch of trophies. Mm-hmm. Homegrown has won a bunch of trophies. Chelsea Tavern's won a bunch of trophies. Metro Grill came out with a triple peach burger. I forget all the peach things.
It was a lot of peach.
There are burgers to be had.
There are so many good burgers.
You don't need to do this. Don't do it.
It's a sweet.
If you're on a run, sometimes, it might be the only thing open.
It's a sweet, sweet piece of cardboard.
I will tell you that the Burger King app is very efficient.
Oh. Wait, we never talked about what's in it.
Oh, you want to talk about what's in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
First of all, we need to say it did not have beets in it because the only thing a burger judge or helper has ever told me, Matt said, do not ever serve me a thing with beets in it again.
The Beyond Burger does have beet juice in it.
And that's what makes a burger look, a fake burger look bloody.
Look bloody.
Yeah. Or beet juice.
This does not have beet juice in it. It has.
I like that Rick is still eating his Impossible.
No.
He's eating the regular burger. Are you eating the Whopper?
Yeah, the Whopper. I'm done with that burger.
The Impossible Burger contains water, soy protein concentrate, coconut oil, sunflower oil, natural flavors. Just guess what those are. And then 2% or less of potato protein, methyl cellulose, yeast extract, cultured dextrose.
Not that uncultured stuff.
Not the uncultured kind.
There are some.
No, it's just
carbs and carbs.
It's all kind of food starch modified. soy, leg hemoglobin, salt, soy protein isolate, mixed tocopherols, parentheses, vitamin E, zinc, gluconate, thiamine hydrochloride, vitamin B1, parentheses, sodium ascorbate, vitamin C.
Oh, they inject it with vitamins.
Yes. Niacin. Pyridoxine hydrochloride. Am I reading this
right? Were you a chemistry major?
Right.
How are you doing this?
I used to edit medical books.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty impressive.
Pyridoxine hydrochloride, which is vitamin B6 in parentheses, riboflavin, vitamin B2 in parentheses, and vitamin B12.
Did we start with bamboo cellulose?
Oh, that was in the Beyond Burger.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, you know, that's cellulose is wood pulp, people. That's what's in your Parmesan cheese and you don't buy the good stuff.
Methyl cellulose is in your Impossible Burger.
Oh, so that's like alcoholic wood
chips. It is drunk wood chips.
Drunk wood chips, yeah.
Drunk wood chips.
And vitamin E extract so that it has vapor. No?
Mixed.
Maybe
mixed
not.
So that it runs through you quickly?
Nice.
Something.
That's my guess.
It's a good thing.
We should review this again in about 3 hours.
Let's have a conference call. Because I'm going to be on the couch. I don't feel well.
So. Oh, really?
I feel a little...
I didn't finish it, so I'm all right.
Yeah.
So if you do, make sure you tag on Instagram, Rick Jensen DE, as a Rick Jensen Delaware.
Yes.
Rick Jensen DE. If you get really sick, do some pictures and Instagram it right there.
Tag us.
No one checked Rick's Instagram later.
Nobody wants right. that.
We'll be back. Why? I don't know.
Hang on. More with Rick Jensen is just ahead on AM 1150 and 101.7 FM WDEO. The Rick Jensen Show. AM 1150 and
101.7
FM
WDEL. This is the Weekend Buzz with Michelle Kramer Fitzgerald.
This week, like 2 minutes.
And company. If
it,
that.
It was a great time today, but I also want to tell you about the reason why we're here, which is the Weekend Buzz of things going on this weekend.
Oh, we're out of time.
So tomorrow, I want you to know that Irene, the burlesque review, is happening live at the Baby Grand, one night only, October 12th at 6:30 p.m. Sean Darty has written this, and it was originally premiered by First State Ballet, but he's rewritten it to become a burlesque review. Tickets are $17. Yes. Yes. So he has rewritten it. Tickets are $17 at thegrandwilm.org, and it's Irene, the burlesque review. It is a story of love and loss, and not every ending is happily ever after. It is about Irene, a beautiful young dancer that discovers her classmates are all vampires.
Nope.
So, there you go.
Good.
Lovely. Also,
that's a bad day.
Also happening this weekend. Julianne, would you like to talk about Shakespeare?
Yeah, it was many, many a year ago in the Kingdom by the Sea. We have Shakespeare, Poe, and Fiends. And it's all weekend. We're sold out tonight, but tomorrow at City Hall in Wilmington, and then in Dover. So there's tickets still available for Saturday and Sunday, just not today.
Where do we get them?
Delshakes.org.
Thank you so much. Also, Saturday night, Fearless Improv.
I like what she puts on this persona.
Fearless Improv returns on Saturday at the Sarah B. Salon at the Grand. 8 p.m. is the time, and it's Saturday, October 12th. Fearless Improv doing monthly shows at the Sarah B. All year long.
One of your favorite things.
One of my favorite things.
Yeah.
Downtown's hopping tomorrow.
There's so much going on tomorrow. I don't even know what to tell you. So.
Well, you are telling. Anything else? You have time for one more.
See me at Merchant Bar.
Merchant Bar tomorrow also.
After the Prince tribute at the Queen.
Why? What's up?
Saturday night.
What are you doing?
After party with some music.
Okay.
I'll tell you what she will
are you
not
playing?
Be doing.
What?
Are you playing?
No, you know I don't play.
Are you a DJ?
I'm a hostess.
Gotcha.
With the most.
I will entertain you. Wait.
And with that, Julianne Cross, thanks for being
here.
Let me entertain you.
Matt Sullivan, good to see you, man.
Thanks, Rick.
Good stuff. And Michelle Kramer for Cheryl, have a great weekend.
Thank you, my friends.
WDEL Wilmington, WDEL FM Canton, WSDW HD2 Wilmington,
WDEL Delaware's News Radio.